Okay, we'll move along.
You mentioned heads of lettuce. Would you ever say heads of anything else? Okay.
I can't think of anything else.
All right. Would you ever say heads of children? I have 10 heads of children?
No.
Okay. How about a name for a large number of children? If you had 14 children, you'd say he had a whole
bunch.
Okay. Would you ever say P-A-S-S-E-L? Passel, do you know that word?
No.
Okay. The outside of an ear of corn is called a
husk.
And what do you call the kind of corn that is tender enough to be eaten off the cob?
Corn on the cob, but mm-hmm. White corn.
Okay. Would you ever call it sweet corn or mutton corn or roasting ears?
Sweet corn.
Ever roasting ears?
No.
All right. And the thing at the top of the corn stalk is the...
The shoot. I don't know what it
is. It's also the thing that hangs down on a graduation cap. Tassel or tossel?
Tassel.
Okay. Then the stringy stuff that you have to get off the ear of corn is the...
I don't know what it's called.
All right. Then the large round fruit that you make jack-o'-lanterns out of.
Pumpkins.
Okay. And yellow crook-necked vegetable.
Squash.
Are there any other types of squash?
Zucchini.
Okay.
Butternut.
What do they look like?
They're just big round things. And then there's acorns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's about it.
Okay. Types of melons that you're familiar with?
Citron and a watermelon. And... is cantaloupe considered a melon?
I think so.
And then there's something, cantaloupe, watermelon, honeydew.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the term mushmelon or muskmelon?
No.
Okay. Are there different types of watermelon?
No. There's now a melon called cassava.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're yellow, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think I've seen those in stores. I don't think I ever ate one.
Yeah.
What are the little umbrella-looking things that grow up in the woods after it rains?
Mushrooms.
Okay. What do you call the kind that you cannot eat because they might poison you?
Poisonous mushrooms.
All right. Would you have another name for mushroom?
No.
Like frog stool or toadstool or fairy cap or
no.
None of that. Okay. Yes, we did those. If there was a party and a lot of people were standing around at the piano and they were also telling jokes, you would say they were doing what?
Having a good time.
Or at the piano they would be?
Singing.
And telling jokes they would be?
Laughing.
Okay. If somebody offered to do you a favor and you didn't want to have to do something in return, you'd say, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be...
Bothered.
Or...
Obligated.
Would you ever say beholden?
No.
Okay. If somebody asked you about a certain job and you would be able to do it, you'd say, sure,
I can do it.
Okay. But if you were not able, you'd say, no, I
just can't do it.
Okay. If somebody asked you about 5:30 to say, ask you to do a certain job and you say, no, I have been in the lag's office for 2 hours and I blank all I'm going to do today.
I've worked all I'm going to do.
Okay. And then if there had been a very bad accident, you might say there's no need to call a doctor because the victim was...
Killed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If the corn seems to be too short to you, you would say it's not as tall as it...
Should be.
Mm-hmm. And if two little boys were talking, one might say, I dare you to go through that graveyard, but I bet
you... You will.
No, I bet you... I dare you, but I bet you...
Won't.
Or is there a negative form of dare?